I spent the weekend, or most of it anyway, reading Peril, the Bob Woodward, Robert Costa book that is the number one bestseller in the country. It's a pretty amazing piece of journalism culled from something like 6,000 pages of transcripts. And there were a couple things in here that I didn't expect. We're going to talk about that right now with Robert Costa, political reporter at the Washington Post, and previously he was the moderator and managing editor of Washington Week on PBS. Robert, I got to tell you, it was really interesting going through this book. And at this point, so much has come out in previous books. Did anything in your research and reporting surprise you and Woodward?
Oh, so much surprised us. I mean, we came into this with the same perspective you just outlined. What more is there to learn? But like all reporters, we knew that there's always more to learn. And what we found in the course of our reporting was that what happened during this transition, the January 6th events, it was not just a domestic political crisis. We all watched that. We were unsettled by the images. Everybody who watched it was unsettled by it. But we found it was also a national security emergency, that adversaries and allies abroad were on edge about what was happening in the United States, and so were senior national security and military officials.
I wondered, going through this book, why would Donald Trump talk to you guys?
Well, Donald Trump, the former president, did not speak to us for this book, neither did President Biden. And that's their decision, and we respect their decision. We always welcome input, particularly from presidents. But we have to collect as much information as possible in this tight nine-month period that we were reporting. And ultimately, we did over 200 interviews, hundreds of hours of interviews, and 6,000 pages of transcript. But we would welcome them for maybe the next project.
As some of what's in the book is from Bob Woodward's previous interviews with Donald Trump, and he did speak to him a couple of times, didn't he, in the past?
Bob Woodward's previous book, Rage, features numerous on-the-record interviews with President Trump, and we did sprinkle in a few things from those interviews in this book, Peril, just to give some context, especially during the 2020 presidential campaign section of the book, about the president's perspective as he's watching Biden move through the Democratic primary process.
Well, what's it like seeing generals testifying before Congress being asked about your book, which happened a week or so ago?
It's fascinating to watch any story really capture the national political scene. And this is an important story. The transition is an active, unfolding story. The January 6th committee in the House is looking into all of these issues. So it's not like this is just the recent past. It's something that we're all still covering and tracking. And so when Chairman Milley is testifying under oath before committees in both the House and Senate, you realize that this is a system that's not just about moving forward with tracking legislation and where it's going, but what really happened. And he was asked about the phone calls with the Chinese General Li that we document in the book, among other issues, like the decision on Afghanistan by President Biden. We show that in enormous detail in the book as well, about how the president, the current president, wanted to withdraw all U.S. troops, though some of his top cabinet officials like Secretary Blinken and Secretary Austin were far more resistant to the idea.
The book covers about 9 months, right up through this past July. And regarding the pandemic, Robert, President Trump moved to limit travel from China to the United States pretty quickly after his advisors told him that things were going to get worse. That was 2 months after the virus was first reported in China. Why didn't he act judiciously and take it seriously after that point?
You see that January 6th moment was such a reckoning for many people around President Trump, for the people in Congress, They were highly alarmed about what the president might do in the final days of his presidency. And so Speaker Pelosi's calling and asking about safeguards for nuclear weapons. General Milley is worried about the Chinese on Capitol Hill. They're not really sure where this is all going. Maybe Pence should invoke the 25th Amendment. And we show that call from Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer to Pence, trying to get him to do that. And so it's a spiraling story, a sprawling story across the board.
But as for, back to the pandemic, as you write in the book, the president acted very quickly initially, and then didn't. Was it just that he was distracted by other things he wanted to do?
Well, President Trump really has some tensions on the pandemic with health officials. We all saw him with Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci in those episodes early on in the pandemic publicly. But our book shows that Chief of Staff Meadows in the Trump White House and Stephen Hahn running the Food and Drug Administration were constantly clashing over vaccine approval, about how the pandemic was being handled. And this was driven by the president, who wanted rapid approval of vaccines, the FDA working to make sure things are safe and efficacious, going back to the Food and Drug Safety Act, were working on their own timeline, did not want to have a political hand in the approval process. And these tensions persisted throughout 2020 into the transition.
The book is not just about Donald Trump. There's a lot of Joe Biden material in here. And Joe Biden's decision to run was not based on Donald Trump's policies so much as his character, correct?
His character. Biden had run for the presidency in 1988 and 2008 and failed. He had been vice president for 8 years and the Senate for decades. Why run again? Why come back? Some people say when once a potential president looks in the mirror and sees a future president, they never shake that feeling. So that's part of it, ambition. But Biden, as we show in our book, believed Trump was an un-American president. Un-American was Biden's word privately articulated to his future chief of staff, Ron Klain. And as the white supremacist march in Charlottesville, Virginia in August of 2017 brought Biden closer to running. It was a winding decision, as we show throughout 2017 through early 2019. Ultimately, he jumps in. But it's because of that belief that the soul of America is being tested by Trump that he jumps in, even though a lot of Democrats said to Biden privately and to his advisors, "You're too old. This isn't the time." Biden thought he could be the one to beat Trump.
Peril is the number one book in the country, written by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, who we're talking to this morning. What's it like working with Bob Woodward? Did he ever, by mistake, call you Bernstein during the process, Robert?
He did not. The confusing thing doing this was not about me being called Bernstein, but it was about so many Bobs being involved, and someone would say Bob, because I go by Bob sometimes too. So I just stuck with Robert as much as possible to make it clear, because the guy who reads our book, Robert Petkoff, another Bob, another Robert, and our lawyer for this project, Robert Barnett. So you could send an email to Bob to this team, and you could get four people in response.
But you got to go with just last names.
With Bob Woodward.
What's that?
That's right. That's why I often – that's right. You're exactly right. Last names are the way to go. That's why I often say Woodward, and he says Costa, just because it's easier. But it was a thrill to work with him. He really knows how – he's a reporter's reporter in the best sense.
By the way, I love the little tidbit in the book about how Joe Biden met Jill. I never heard that story. It's pretty – that's kind of out of character, you think, for Joe Biden, right?
He's someone who was a widower at the time, and he had two young sons. He sees an advertisement in the airport, I believe, of a young woman, and he around his age, and he says, at the time he's a very young senator, "I'm going to look her up," and he finds her, and he asks her out, and ultimately he persists to ask her to marry him many times. Ultimately, she says yes.
he saw a billboard near the airport. It's Peril, Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. By the way, Robert, I know you are a Notre Dame alum, so my condolences. It was a tough game Saturday, wasn't it?
It was a tough loss against Cincinnati, but Notre Dame always carries on, and we'll keep carrying on. We had some narrow wins earlier this year, so I wasn't exactly surprised by what happened against Cincinnati, but always wish for the best with Notre Dame football.
There you go. Politics and Sports from Robert Costa, one of the authors of Peril. Thanks, Robert. Good talking to you this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.